When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Back, final hour is here. We'll catch up. I know we've had multiple guests in the last hour or two, so we'll get back to the calls. And I think Bob returns from Fort Worth. Hey, Bob.
Paul, it's a good thing you kept me on hold this long because it gave me a chance to settle down.
Well, good.
Let me tell you something. When I talked to you about Harbaugh hanging around, was I cussing the Alabama program?
No, not at all.
Let me tell you something, Jim. You are a... Paul, I'm so damn mad I can't even talk.
No, I mean, Bob, I didn't agree with you, but I felt like you made a rational, reasonable point, I mean, which I respect.
And I don't appreciate being attacked by Jim. Have I ever called this show and cussed Jim or anybody else on this show?
No, I think you've been one of the best callers we've had.
Let me tell you something, Jim. I don't appreciate, and Paul, I don't know how you take his calls. This man has called you over the years and called you everything but a white man, and you still take his call. All I can say is you're a better man than me, Gunga Din. And I'll tell you something, Jim. You name the place, you name the time and the date, and I will get in an airplane, and I will come to Tuscaloosa. I will land at whatever little Cracker Jack airport you have in Tuscaloosa. You meet me there, and I will kick a mud hole in your backside and flip you over and kick it dry. And let me show you what an old geezer will do. I'm so damn mad, Paul, I can't even think. I have never said nothing against Jim, which I think he's an idiot, but I will. You don't get to talk to me like that or about me like that. I think you're a moron, and I think you said he's the best. I wouldn't take that crap from any man in this world. And I don't care how many times or what number he has to call you to answer. Whenever he calls, you pick up the phone. I would not take that. Like I said, you're a better man than me because I wouldn't take it. And that's all I got to say, Paul.
Well, Bob, I appreciate you holding on. I know we had it was a long break, but we had a couple of guests. But I'll make sure that Jim gets your message.
All right. Well, that ain't a message, and it ain't a threat, Jim. That's a fact. You tell me where, you tell me when, and you tell me what day, and I will be there. And we will find out just how big a man you are, all your so-called athletic prowess. We will find out what happens. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you very much, Bob. And that was not a threat. That was a promise, as we say. Wow. Okay. Johnny B. is up next.
To borrow a line from my buddy Expired, Bob is hot and Jim is not.
By the way, that man right there, Bob from Fort Worth, he was not making idle threats, was he?
No, sir. I don't think he was. And I think I beat Jim's ass so bad that time, that phoner feud, the CTE blocked his memory because they said when he went in DCH, they didn't even really know what it was. They'd never seen a man with his butt kicked up around his neck. Said it looked like a fur collar with a Merrell boot sticking out behind his neck. And, Bob, I still hadn't got my boot back from him. So make sure when you destroy a gym that you get all your stuff and bring it with you, because you won't get it back. And I'm not sure that Saban is not going to return back to coaching. You know, we've heard him going out into life and having all this fun and, you know, going out and making his bed and going golfing. But, you know, the other day that guest you had said that he'd been going to the CVS to get his prescriptions. And a buddy of mine said that he went to the CVS and the line was too long in the drive-thru. So he went in inside the store there. And this kind of a goth-like girl was working, blue hair, and, you know, a lot of piercings and stuff. And he handed her the prescription, and she said, "Okay, Mr. Saban, if you'll have a," he said, "Saban, it's Saban." She said, "Okay, I'm sorry, sir. If you'll have a seat over here, we'll get your prescriptions ready, and I'll let you know over the speaker when it's time to come get them." So he sits down. Wasn't long, the speaker goes, "Mr. Saban, your refill on your Viagra is not due right now, and our computer has red flagged an ingredient in this hemorrhoid cream that you're allergic to. Would you like for us to call your doctor while you wait?" And they said the last thing they seen was him flying out the door. And then I heard he told Miss Saban, he said, "That's it. I can't deal with this. Just get me back on the football field where I'm normal."
No more. You know it's over when you have to do the CVS run, don't you?
That's it. That'd be like having to buy tampons or something when you was younger and married.
Just try to imagine what I would end up having to do if I was home every day.
Oh Lord, it's I guess that's why I don't know. Certain people can do it, but I think people need their work time and their house time.
But don't you don't find it enchanting though that Miss Terry and Nick have this new vaudeville routine about how Nick now texts and he can now email and he knows how to turn on the TV.
I tell you what though, he does look better. He looks like he's
he looks great.
The world's off of him and he's enjoying life. But after that CVS experience, I think he's just gonna find something to do if they just let him hang.
I don't mind going to CVS, do you? I think it's always
CVS and Walmart.
I prefer going inside though. I hate the drive through to pick up a prescription. Not that
it's
I have any,
personal.
By the way.
You got to go in there, you know, go in there and mingle with the people.
Yeah, I like to walk up to the pharmacist and show my ID, make sure that they know I'm over 18.
I also found out that the pharmacist that pulled that on him, you know, most of them go to Auburn, and he recognized who it was. And so
you're right. They do. Auburn does have a lot of pharmacists.
Pulled that on him, so you know, they Auburn got him in the end.
You think that's why he moved to Jupiter, so he didn't have to do that in Tuscaloosa? Can you imagine Saban at the drive-thru at the Tuscaloosa CVS?
I can't imagine his patients anywhere in like McDonald's or anything, because I'm sure, you know, not to put him down, but in his position, he's always had somebody pretty much do everything.
And by the way, and that including driving for him.
Right.
He had a driver at Alabama.
Yeah, I've seen some Instagram videos of him getting out. And, you know, all he had to do, you know, sometimes he didn't even want to tote his laptop. They would tote all that for him. He'd just have to walk. But you're talking about having it made. I just don't see how you can go back out here amongst the commoners.
But I wonder this, though, Johnny. If you live in an $18 million house, I mean, won't CVS deliver to you?
I mean,
can you get pharmacy delivery?
Yeah.
I figured you. I mean, you can get everything else.
Out here in Spruce Pine, we just go over to the trailer park and get what we need.
Yeah, I mean, when you're in a house like that, you shouldn't have to do anything. Hey, thanks, Johnny. Appreciate the call. Todd is up next.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call, boy. You got the calls today, brother. Hey, I want to give a shout out to my friend that lives down here close to us. She lost her son 2 days ago to a stroke. Her name is Shirley Brasher, and we're going to be praying for her. But anyway, Paul, I want to say something about Jim and the Trojan Warrior from Pale City. Jim, you ain't whipping nobody's ass. You're not compelling. If you were so compelling, you wouldn't call this show 5 times a day, because you ain't getting said anything that's compelling. And if Bob ever gets here,
and you ain't scared to put your picture on the TV, somebody's going to whoop that old trout for you, old man. But anyway, I ain't never seen nobody bleed from getting their ass whooped in a phoner feud, Paul. But anyway, to the Trojan warrior at Pell City. Paul, he's getting to where he lies every day. He don't manage no Popeyes. They have a contract with Popeyes to carry the they have the condoms in the bathrooms, and that's what he's doing when he ain't in quality control.
So does he go in there and, you know, I've seen those guys in vending machines.
Yes, and let me tell you something, John. So you better watch out for him because he works quality control. Now, he's got some strong-ass wrists, so he might hurt you, but anyway, that's what he's doing, Paul. But anyway, also I wanted to tell him, no chaps or chinks have leather on them. All chaps and chinks are assless, AJ. So wake up and smell the coffee, young man. Thank you, Paul. Have a great day, bro. Roll Tide.
Thank you very much. Jim is next.
Let me tell you something, you old man. You're, listen there, Todd. You better never hope you do anything trying to do anything to me. I ain't an old man, you fool. You come in here, hypocrite. You're the biggest hypocrite I've ever seen. One day you're talking about Jesus, and the next day you want to whip ass. You are a damn phony from hell, just like most of these other fool callers. Don't underestimate me, you old geek. I can't even think about what you are. You're just pure hellish devil, like most of these people. Don't you ever let me be in your mouth anymore, or you will regret it, you old punk. You ain't nothing but a punk. Punk. Now come and do something, baby. You'll love it if you see it. You'll love it.
Been a pretty heated first couple of minutes here of the final hour. Why don't we take a break? Everyone calm down. More time for you to call in.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We're back, and Larry is up next. Hey, Larry.
Hey, man.
Good afternoon.
Hello. Hey.
Hey.
What's up? What? Let's wake up in there. What's up, Randy?
What? Hell yeah. Look here, man. You got it all going on, Fine Bomb. Temperature's up. Bob's serious. Bob is pissed off, I say. Hey, man, you know what? Jim reminded me of the school monitor. You remember when you were in the fifth grade, the teacher pointed somebody to...
Always causing trouble.
Be the little monitor, little snitch. That's Jim. I don't know what it is about people call in to criticize other people call. You know, it ain't like they call in with something to say. They call in to say something about what somebody else said. And Jim, he's on mushrooms. I'm going to tell you right now, that boy's on mushrooms.
He's on mushrooms?
Him and I met. Yeah. You know, they come out now with these mushrooms really good for you. They really freak you up. Yeah, you know, they really freak you up, man. They go, woo, woo, woo. I think Jim and I met on mushrooms. I think they sit around and smoke it together, or however how you do it. But I think they're on mushrooms. Okay. I really do.
Jim does not sound like a mushroom guy to me.
Jim's anything guy. I'm going to tell you, he's just... And I don't know what to say. Jim Lee, he's speechless. You know, you just... How do you deal with it, Paul? I mean, you sit there and you try to deal with him, and you just end up going, that's right, Jim, you're the best. And then he bails out, and then he hears a bad call. Here he comes, the school monitor. But that guy was crazy, Paul. That guy don't know what he's talking about. I told you, man, you need to get rid of these crazy callers. That first thing you do is get rid of him. That's the craziest ass I've ever heard in my whole life. And I'm going to tell you something, Paul. This, the boy, he's done jacked his leg and pissed on his 100 yards. He's got his team. So these people worrying about saving coming in there and doing it, hey, that boy know what he's doing. It's going to be good. But I'm going to tell you.
Larry, hold on 1 second. Jim wants to say a word to you.
Paul's right, Larry. Yeah. Paul's right. I'm not a mushroom guy. I'm a steak and potatoes guy. I tell you what I'm gonna eat. I'm gonna eat tonight. I'm gonna eat the best food you ever had in your life. Try it, Larry. It might help your heart. It's steelhead trout, and butter and almonds. It is delicious. It is delicious. I'm telling you, Larry. And you sound like you done been on some of that whiskey again.
No, I don't drink whiskey, Jim. I quit whiskey after I lost my life over it. Now, when I come back from Nam, I hit that whiskey hard, brother. But I don't do it because you have to pull me off a ceiling fan. I don't go into that. But I do go into this. You need to get yourself calmed down.
Let me ask something now. You come on, school monitors. I couldn't stand school monitors. Wait a minute, damn it. Let me talk like I told Tammy. Let me talk a minute. What's wrong with returning back to a bad caller like that stupid-ass old man Todd trying to put me down because I made a great call about that old man in Texas, Bob, who wanted to mind out about his business? What's wrong with that, Larry? Tell me what's wrong with it.
Then listen, quit biting. You're like a big bass. You can't stand a top water lure. You got a
no. Hey, you ain't got no hook, and I can buy it. You can't fool me with none of your bait. Your bait won't fool me. Your bait won't fool me, Larry.
Now you guys keep it civil. Now there's no reason for two legends to be yelling at each other.
You'll never get our man in that boat with you. You'll never do it.
I get your ass in there. I thought you
I bet you will. Hey, I want you to try. See if you can get me in there. You got a better chance of getting Saban in there in that canoe like Paul and Saban win with Rick Conley.
I know you're fat. So you ain't
that's funny. I ain't fat, Larry. I ain't fat.
Hey, Larry, Jim is not fat.
That's funny. I'm actually skinny, Paul.
Hey, Jim.
6'3", 185. That's what I played at.
Larry, just don't argue with Jim. You don't need that for your heart.
No, you sure don't.
I ain't worried about my heart, brother.
You can't win an argument with me, Larry. I love you. I like you. I try to take care of you. You told me you the other day you told Paul you wanted to take care of you. I'll take care of you. Just stay out of the mess. Stay out of the mess, Larry, and don't drink too much of that beer.
You want to be the school monitor. That's what you want to do. You want to every caller, you want to judge them how they do this.
No, Larry, he's not a school monitor, but he does come after people when they come after him.
There you go, Paul. No. Now you're talking. Now you're talking.
What's wrong with you, Larry?
You got better sense than that.
Why don't you quit going after them and they won't do it? That's what you're doing. You're a dumbass because you go after it every time. You bite. They say Jim's a this and that. Here you come. Oh, that moron, that fool, that crazy person. See, you bite because you ain't got enough sense. Now, I'm trying to help you through this. If you
wait a minute, Larry, you going to help me? My IQ's 100 above yours. Come on, I love you, man. I love dumb people.
Okay, listen, I need to intervene here because I think you guys are friends, and I don't want any more of this. So Larry, thank you.
We are friends.
Trying to save his life. Trying to go fishing.
Okay, Larry, thank you.
Well, thank you, Paul.
Thank you very much. Thank you. This was a phoner friendly. It became a phoner feud. It ended a phoner, I don't know what. But I do know one thing. John is up next. Hello, John.
Hello, Paul. How are you today, sir?
Okay, John. Welcome back.
Yeah, Paul, had a couple of issues to talk about this afternoon.
Okay.
And I was a little bit embarrassed by the previous caller, but quite frankly, let's let that go. Okay? Anyway, I want to talk a little bit about University of Missouri's football program. I believe Coach Drink has a lot to prove this year. And where I'm coming from is we kind of caught everybody off by surprise last year, Paul.
I think that's fair.
We had a tremendous year. And with all respect to him and his administration and his coaching staff and the people he recruited, he did a super job. But let me just forewarn Coach Drink and the rest of the University of Missouri fans is you're not going to catch anybody looking ahead anymore. You're going to have to produce. And I would appreciate it, Paul, next time you talk to him, I would like you to bring that issue up to him and get his response because I like Coach Drink, but, you know, Coach Drink likes to shoot his mouth off, Paul. He kind of reminds me a little bit of Mo Green. You know who I'm talking about?
Mo Green? From The Godfather?
Yes, he was. Mo Green was really
Green
sharp.
Ended up with a bullet through his glasses.
Well, you know something? If you don't watch it, that's what happens. And Paul, let's cut to the chase. In big-time college sports, in the SEC, which is number one, if you don't produce, you're going to get out. You're going to be out.
Sure.
And that's what could happen to Coach Drink.
No, I think he just got a contract extension,
even though he's
John.
One and he's very personable.
I don't think you like Coach Drink.
Well, I like Coach Drink, but you know something, Paul? He has an edge to him that's a little bit arrogant.
Well, most football coaches do.
Well, they very do. And can I segue into my next portion of my call?
Of course you may, of course.
Well, what I was going to talk about, Paul, and I've been very disappointed that you haven't brought this up in the last couple of days. And by the way, I worked yesterday and I worked part of the day today to talk about the new theme song.
Okay.
And what's going on with the new theme song?
Well, here's what's going on, John. We ask somebody to work on it. We don't interfere every day and say, hey, how's it coming along? These are artists. They need their space.
Well, you didn't do what I suggested that you guys do, do you?
Well, John,
because what
I need to make this very clear,
Paul,
okay? I want to make this perfectly clear to echo your hero, Mr. Nixon. We have decided to allow Mr. Hicks to rewrite the theme song. I mean, you're welcome to offer your 78-year-old suggestions and your suggestions of people who are long ago dead, but that's how we have landed here on Mr. Hicks.
Well, that's fine, Paul, but I'm very disappointed.
Well, I'm sorry.
And let me tell you right now, I wish we could get people like I-Man on the phone.
Okay.
And other individuals. I came up with a list of individuals.
Okay,
here.
I will listen to your list. Go ahead.
Well, obviously, we have people like Steve Stills, Neil Young,
yeah,
Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan, Roger McGuinn of the Byrds.
Yeah, I know who he is.
And B.J. Thomas. And Paul, you know those people represent.
I'm pretty sure B.J. Thomas is no longer with us. Didn't B.J. Thomas just die? Yeah. Let me interrupt. B.J. Thomas is dead.
The next thing
I'm going to hear from you, John, is you're going to suggest that Dickie Betts be lead guitarist on the new song, right?
John, I
appreciate your suggestions, but we must go to the break. We are back with much more.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We were talking to John. I don't know if we accidentally cut him off or whether... John, did you need something else? I don't want you to leave angry. Just want you to leave.
No, Paul. Anyway, just real quick here, Paul, and I don't have a problem with you cutting me off.
Okay.
But you know, Paul... Sometimes, I'm just saying sometimes, quite frankly, and wake up and smell a coffee, and the fact of the matter is, Paul, you can be a very arrogant individual, Paul.
Okay.
Do you know that?
I don't know that, John. I try to be very...
Well, you
very...
are, Paul, and you don't listen to your callers, and I was going to talk to you about other things tonight, about your show and about the theme song, but you guys... have bypassed your callers to give you ideas on what to call.
No, John, we have not bypassed our callers.
No, Paul.
But the problem is you've given us, suggestions, and most of the suggestions you give us are people that have already passed away.
Okay, Paul.
But you are welcome to keep giving us suggestions.
Okay, Paul.
Frank Sinatra, maybe?
No.
Dean Martin?
Paul, you still there?
Sammy Davis, Paul? the Rat Pack.
No, Paul. Here's what you need to do. It's like Helen Reddy, Paul. It's you and me against the world, baby.
and Paul
That's
over
a good song,
and out. And wake up, young man.
I like Helen Reddy, John, but she's still dead. I-Man is up next.
Hey, Paul, how's it going?
Very well.
You know, I'd like to maybe answer some of John's questions. First off, I think the theme song is probably already written, and they probably already recorded it or production.
It's in the works.
Yeah, I would think you're only talking about two lines. I mean, the song is basically done. There's nothing wrong with the song. It's one of the catchiest tunes. It's one of those tunes when it's in your head, you think, damn, I can't get it out of my head. My five-year-old granddaughter, when she hears that theme song, if I'm home, she comes into the den and she dances. And she knows when that thing is fixing to end because she's heard it so much, and she's got a finishing move. But it's a catchy tune. We're only talking two lines, mentioning Texas and Oklahoma. Everything else is fine. The problem John doesn't understand, and maybe a lot of people out there, a guy like John Fogerty, Steve Stills writes this song, they're not going to just give it to you. That's their intellectual property. They own that song. And then if they record it for you and then count the listeners. Some people don't know that. You pay for songs according to your listening audience. Is that correct?
Well, basically, when you do a song, the artist gets paid every time it airs, unless they have licensing deals with Apple or somebody.
It depends on the audience, how many people you reach,
right?
How much power you have. And I don't think a guy like John Fogerty, Steve Stills, or anybody like that is going to walk in and just say, here.
Well, first of all, there's no as much as I respect those guys, We already have the song, and that's what John just can't understand.
Right.
And Taylor will go back and re-record the whole thing. You just can't add two lines at the end.
And there's plenty of room to do it. I mean, it's not like verses and choruses. We're only talking about a couple mentions.
No.
And
could have already been
but
done.
But the song is great.
Wish it had been.
And Taylor is somebody that you can afford to work with.
Yeah. No.
And I'll take it even further. Taylor probably has a contract with ESPN or somebody because of the way the song is being used. And, you know, that wouldn't surprise me at all because he did that for this show.
It's also a flat fee. It's not like this song is being aired on radio stations, which would be a whole different
thing. Right. I mean, he's a contract employee writing something and doing work with y'all, and that's easily understood. But if you don't know all the behind-the-scenes stuff about music, then you have no clue. I mean, that's why you are real hesitant when people start singing Happy Birthday.
Because we have to pay for any song that we don't have the licensing agreements with.
Exactly. And there's a period of time that you can kind of get away with it, but if you go over that time frame, you're paying for the entire song. I mean, there's a lot going, there's a lot of moving parts out there,
correct,
and everybody gets paid. And you know, it's business. It's not just music, it's business. There's a difference in music business and music. And that's where so many musicians kind of fall by the wayside. Because they just want to be seen, they want to be heard, and they will sign contracts for everything. The band Badfinger had tons of hits and didn't even own the clothes they wore, the places they lived, the cars they drove, didn't even own their instruments. They had signed it away because they wanted to be rock stars. And that's what people do. They don't know. And see, that even brings me into some of this NIL stuff. I mean, you got a bunch of kids out here and parents that don't know nothing. Then you got Uncle Ernie over here and all these other hot shots coming in. And there's a lot of money moving hands, and you don't know where it's going. Because these kids just want the money. The parents want the money, and they don't know what they're signing. And it's going to be a cluster to a lot of these lives out here. Business and whatever your activity is, they're two totally different entities. And now, see, Paul, that's what happens when you walk in with a damn good pair of jumper cables, and everybody gets fired up, even old Larry. Now, what did Larry get so so upset. He come in and said I stole his thunder. I wasn't even thinking about Larry when I made my call. I picked up the phone and had my own intellectual property that did not include anything with Larry, and I stole his thunder. Is that how insecure he is? And he's talking about taking me fishing. Paul, Larry don't understand. If I get on that boat with him and he thinks he's going to throw me, am I going to have to do like I did in Tuscaloosa and sit there and wait 10 minutes for him to put the sleeper hold on me? And guess what? He fell asleep putting the sleeper hold
on
me.
He did.
Okay, no black hats, no mentions of worrisome women or anything like that. But I will say this about the women, that the longtime callers that called in, they brought something to the table that was Tammy's and Phyllis's and cheerleaders and several others. Just don't come in here thinking this is a cookie cutter show and you gonna save the world, because you're not gonna do it. War damn eagle. Have a good day, John. Have a great afternoon up in St. Louis.
We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.